We have certainly seen plenty of rain lately, but some relief from those April showers is on the horizon. I'm Keith Seinfeld. Cliff Mass of the University of Washington is here to explain what's changing.
We had some amazing showers yesterday and the day before to some degree. Beautiful, large, grand thunderstorms that extended from the surface up 3, 4, 5 miles into the atmosphere. There was lightning. And as we'll talk about later, some funnels, too, on both sides of the Cascades.
So this afternoon into the evening, the rain's going to go away?
Now, there are a few showers today. I'm looking at the radar offshore. There's some scattered light showers. There's some showers in the Cascades. And there will be a few showers today. Now, they'll be particularly along the coast, on the western foothills of the Cascades, some in eastern Washington and over southwest Washington. So as the day warms up, the atmosphere will become less stable. We'll see some puffy cumulus clouds. Most of the Puget Sound area won't get too much of it, but there will be a few scattered showers today. And temperatures will get up probably into the mid-50s, maybe upper 50s in a few locations. So not a bad day, but tomorrow things really improve. We're going to have offshore flow developing as a low offshore sucks the air off of the interior of the continent, sinking it down on the western side of the Cascades. And temperatures should get into the upper 50s, into the lower 60s in much of western Washington. And it should be completely dry in almost the whole region. So it should be actually a glorious day. Interestingly enough, it'll be warmer in western Washington than eastern Washington, which is not the normal situation this time of the year. Then on Sunday, we'll start off as pretty clear. It'll be warm, maybe not quite as warm, but temperatures into the lower 60s probably. There's going to be some high clouds that'll be coming in later in the day. And maybe by the evening, it could cloud in a bit, and there could be some showers late in the day. But right now, that's quite uncertain. The various models are not in complete agreement. So I think the first two-thirds of Sunday are in the bag, and we'll see about the last third.
We've had some pretty cold mornings and a fair amount of rain, so I think people are ready for a bit of a warmer weekend. And are we into a new pattern that's going to carry us into next week as well?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty for next week. The American model, which tends to be less skillful, is indicating we'll have some clouds, a few light showers into the early part of next week. You know, nothing heavy and nothing really cold. On the other hand, the European Center model, the gold standard, the best model in the world, suggests that we'll be dry the whole week and temperatures will be getting up around 60, you know, for almost every day during the week. So the Weather Service is buying the European Center solution, and they're going for essentially dry, you know, near normal or a little bit above normal week. But the American model is going a little bit more clouds and precipitation. So we'll have to see.
Wow, we can bet on the American versus European models and next week see how they did.
That's right. And it's kind of sad that the U.S. model is not the best. And this is something we're trying to change.
Cliff, with all those dramatic tornadoes this week in Texas, some of us have been wondering if we ever have tornadoes here in western Washington.
Well, the truth is we do get tornadoes. And in fact, yesterday we had two funnel clouds, which didn't touch to the ground. So they weren't technically a tornado, I think, at this point. But we generally get a few tornadoes each year, you know, believe it or not. And these tornadoes tend to be relatively weak. We have occasionally got a medium intensity tornado. In fact, the most famous event, the strongest event, occurred in 1972, April 5th. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Great Vancouver tornado, and that was an F3 tornado. The scale goes up to 5, and it crossed the Columbia from Portland, really hit Vancouver, Washington, pretty hard. 6 people died, and about 300 were injured, and it's quite a bit of destruction.
Wow.
So that was the strongest tornado we've ever had here.
That sounds like a real tornado. I don't know what F3 means. That's like 100-something miles an hour of wind?
That's right. We're talking about wind speeds of, you know, 130, 150 miles per hour. So it's a pretty damaging event, and it destroyed a school. It destroyed a convenience store. There was a lot of damage.
But that's truly rare, obviously. I mean, I've lived here almost all my life. I've never seen a tornado.
And the reason is we don't get strong thunderstorms. Tornadoes come out of severe thunderstorms, and we just don't get them, or we get them very, very rarely. I mean, the reason we don't get strong thunderstorms is we're missing the key ingredients. You need to have a big difference in temperature between the surface and aloft, and we don't get that very often because we have relatively cool air coming off the ocean. Also, you need a lot of water vapor, and amazingly enough, near the ocean, we don't have a lot of water vapor because the water is so cold, the air can't get much moisture. Basically, we don't have the ingredients for severe thunderstorms.
I guess that's not a bad thing, is it? Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches about atmospheric science at the University of Washington. You can find any of our past conversations at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.